This is Sean Tuttle at The Natural Professional, dedicated to helping you change the way you navigate your work and your life. This is a walkthrough of your weekly wrap session, your review and planning session. Between each step, I'll say pause as needed as a suggestion to stop the audio while you do that step. Then resume, keep going. First of all, let's come into your avatar. Get settled in your chair, be comfortable, feel supported, and release any unnecessary tension. Take in a deep breath, the deepest breath you've taken all day long, and exhale all your air completely, even contracting just a little bit to get all the air out. Inhale, breathing deep into your belly, expanding your rib cage in all directions. And exhaling all your air fully. One more just like this. Breathing deeply into your belly, letting your rib cage expand in all directions on the inhale. And exhale fully. Take a deep breath into your shoulders, releasing any tension. Into your jaw. Into your forehead. And into the top of your head and your scalp. Breathe in your avatar, breathing in strength, confidence, and groundedness. Feel the expansiveness, feel the solidity. If you have other words for your avatar, other qualities, breathe them in now. Let's begin. Step number one, arrive. This is a time boundary activity, the wrap session. Minimize distractions. You may want to turn the ringer off on your phone. Make sure your email alerts are turned off. Make sure your dashboard is open, your to-do manager, your schedule, your email program, if you'll be culling to-dos from email. If not, you can close your email. And wherever you store your parking spot lists. Pause if needed. Collect and clear. Download any thoughts out of place in your head into your system. You can throw everything into the inbox or put them directly into the project that they're associated with. Find any triggers scattered around your desktop, in your bag, in your notebook. Any voice messages. And if you have a bunch of to-dos that are represented by emails in your inbox, you want to cull those too. So go ahead, gather up all of your stray items, pause the audio if needed, and resume when you're ready. Step number three, scan the landscape. Basically, you're reviewing your system for additional possible items. Review any undone to-dos that were tagged for last week. Do any of the carryovers need additional clarification? This is the time to ask, why didn't it happen? Was it simply that you didn't have enough time? Or was the to-do unclear? Maybe it wasn't actually the next action. If your mind didn't know what to do with the to-do, it was going to skip over it. Is it actually a project and not actually a single action? Pause if needed. Review your pending list. Are there any items that need to be followed up on or checked off? Pause if needed. Review your items tagged one-on-one. Do you need to make an appointment, call, or send an email about them? Or are they okay to leave for now? Are there any other items to add to these lists? pause if needed. Review your repeating and scheduled items coming up this week. Are they all still relevant, or do any of them need to be rescheduled or edited in any way? Pause if needed. If it's the first wrap session of the month, review your someday folder. Is there anything that needs to get pulled to your current list? Is there anything to add to your someday folder off the top of your head? Pause if needed. Review your big picture goals, your quarterly, and take a look at your annual goals and intentions and big projects. Are you on track? Pause if needed. Review your current projects list. Are there any projects needing to be planned out or brainstormed? Pause if needed. Step number 4, process and organize. Going through your to-do manager inbox, you're going to clean up the to-dos one at a time. If it's a quickie, it's going to take 2 minutes or less. Go ahead and do it if time permits. If it's actually a project, add to your project or someday list. If the to-do is going to take more than 2 minutes, make sure it's a single next action. Make sure the action is clear and the verb is enticing. If relevant, add a one-on-one tag, assign to someone else, add the due date. Optionally, add the context tags. Some people like to just add the context tags once you've identified the to-do for the immediately upcoming week. These would be the location, the mindset, and the time estimate. If it's actually a piece of reference information, put it in its appropriate parking spot list. If you're going to be doing some quickie to-dos, the 2 minutes or less ones, you may want to use a timer to make sure you don't get distracted and wander off. Pause if needed. Update your project list, remove completed projects, and move any non-current projects to your someday parking spot. Breathe in your avatar and pause if needed. Step number 5, review schedule. Are there any appointments or time-specific activities to add to your schedule for the week? Pause if needed. Are there any appointments that you should allow extra transportation, transition, processing, or post-meeting download time for? Pause if needed. What upcoming deadlines or milestones are coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks that you can be aware of? Pause if needed. Do you have any upcoming travel or approaching holidays? If so, schedule preparation, packing, and catch-up time. Pause if needed. Now, these are optional and highly suggested. Identify in calendar when your focus mindset times will be. And I say focus mindset, but whatever your important, brain-intensive time containers are. These are typically the to-dos that have the highest impact when we don't do them, and they're the toughest to make happen when we get really busy. Identify when these times can happen during the week. Pause if needed. Allow for daily preview and zapping email sessions each day. When will these be happening? You may want to schedule them. Pause if needed. Go ahead and schedule next week's wrap session. Pause if needed. How about self-care in whatever form you're needing? Nourishment, power naps, exercise, fun, social, nature. What'll make you feel good? Is there anything that can be scheduled to support you? Pause if needed. Step number 6, cull your shortlist. Considering due dates and look ahead at least 2 weeks. Look at desired progress and time availability. Decide which projects to advance and to-dos to commit to in the coming week. Double, triple check that each one is a single next action. Pause if needed. If you haven't yet, apply a time estimate tag, priority, mindset, and location, if that'd be helpful, the location. And remember to be consistent with your priorities. What does high mean for you, for example, in the next 2 or 3 days? What does medium mean, for example, this week? And what does low mean, for example, on the radar within the next few weeks? Pause if needed. Now, sort by mindset, especially high priority plus focus mindset, and then medium priority plus your focus mindset. How much time do you need for all of them? Add them up. Do you need to make any adjustments based on your identified availability from the last step when you identified your focus time container? Pause if needed. And step number 7, your reality check. You know that high priority, unexpected stuff is going to come up. Assume this to be true and allow for it by leaving padding, makeup time, or discretionary time in your schedule. Pause if needed. How is your health feeling? This is your body talking to you. Listen. If you're feeling a little edgy in the health area, keep your schedule light. Relaxation encourages your body to heal. Pause if needed. Are your various activities reflected? Health, wellness, spontaneous time, creative time, friends and family. Is your week reflecting who you want to be? Pause if needed. Now's the time to make any final adjustments. Set yourself up for success and the opportunity to feel accomplishment. Better to plan too little and get it done than to plan too much and to feel like you didn't quite pull it off. Give yourself a break. Cut yourself some slack. It's all going to be just fine. That's it. You're done with your wrap session. Have a fantastic week, and remember to let it be easy.